I am coming down from a buzz. I've been drinking all night. And usually when I get this way, I'm in the mood to get all deep and philosophical. Well, not really. I just get in a mood to do a questionnaire. That's the most simple way I can put it. So I was looking at the questionnaires and I saw one in particular that's been kind of a hot topic lately in my circle. And the question is, GWA, what do you think about sex workers? So this is a questionnaire by the Coolidge Effect. I'm talking a bit low. I don't feel like being loud and bold right now. I might get a little bit passionate about these questions, depending on what they are or how deep I get into it, but I'll try to keep my answers as short and sweet as I can, but you know, I tend to dwindle on if you've listened to my questionnaire answers before. But here's what, yes, this is what I'm gonna answer for tonight. Okay, so let's get right into it. So, questions. Are you or have you ever been a sex worker? I am now and have always been a sex worker. I've never had a regular 9-to-5 job. I've never been an employee, if you want to speak legal or tax terms. From the moment I turned 18 years old, I've jumped right into the adult entertainment bandwagon. So the next question is, if yes, what was your experience? If no, have you seriously considered it? So I said yes. So once I turned 18 and I got into college, I shared a dorm with 3 other girls. And so what I was doing, because I didn't have a job, no money or anything like that, I actually started off as a cam girl. And so I had to wait until my roommates were either at school or at work until I had my room to myself. And so I would go on cam for about 1 to 3 hours a night or a day, depending on whenever it was empty. And that was my very first time, I guess, dwindling into sex work, early adult industry. I also like to call it that because then I feel like it covers the whole range of entertainment, whether if it's like face-to-face or online, whatever you pick. So first I was a webcam girl. I did a little bit of phone sex very briefly. I could not stay into that so long. The experiences were too funny for me to handle seriously. So I just kind of cut myself out of that. Then I got into nude modeling, freelance. I did it for a while and then I took a break and now I'm currently back into it. But not just nude modeling, I do like various sorts of modeling. And I specialize in, you know, lingerie, boudoir, fashion, nude, erotic, that whole spectrum. I just started getting back into that. So when I was, this was while I was still in school, I only did it for about a year, but I kind of did some shady services with a guy that helped me make some extra money. He didn't pimp me out or anything like that. Don't worry. I was never trafficked. Anything I did up until this point, I did on my own volition and I could get out of it anytime I wanted to. So I was never forced into anything, but I did whatever. I did that whole thing simply because I just needed money various times while I was in school, you know. Webcamming was only doing so much and I didn't have as much time as I would have liked to because of the whole roommate situation. So in a way, I kind of sort of dabbled in companionship way back when. That's what he was kind of getting me into, even though it didn't really feel like companionship. It was literally just like, it was straight up prostitution. And I don't really meet up with him anymore. And so I got a bit of experience with that. Let me see. Webcam, modeling, phone sex, companionship, quote unquote. And presently, full time, I am now a dancer, exotic dancer. I've been dancing/stripping for almost almost 6 years now. I really don't care about the terminology. You can call it whatever you call it. It really depends on my mood, but I'm not particular about how you'd like to term it, you know? So that's what I do full time, part time, like once in a great while. I did offer a little bit of companionship independently. I don't have anybody like referencing me or directing me like that one guy did when I was way younger and naive. That's kind of this is something that I do with my own experience and, you know, my own independence and stuff like that. And so far, I've had mostly positive experiences. If I had mostly bad, I wouldn't keep doing it, you know. But it's pretty much been, since I turned 18, the only line of work I've done, you know, being a sex worker. And I really like it, you know. I don't feel a reason to stop just yet. Okay, so I think that covered that. So the next question is, do you think all sex workers are trafficked or do it because of desperation, or do you believe it is a legitimate career that some willingly pursue? As far as dancing goes, yes, I have seen many cases of trafficked girls, and so you can't pretend that there isn't anybody being trafficked. But the way that the government fights trafficking is absolutely fucking stupid. Don't even get me started on that. So my hometown just passed another anti-trafficking law. And so the first thing is all the girls, dancers now have to be over 21, no matter what type of club you dance at. And you also need to get an adult entertainer's permit. And the thing about that, long story short, is they do a background check. You gotta watch a small video and whatever, pay the fee, whatever that is. And they do a background check on you. And if they find any kind of, like felonies of all types, varying, you know, if they find any on your record, then you cannot get a permit. So this law that just recently got signed is cutting the town's dancers like in half at least. And every time I hear about a case like this, like even before it started here, every time I hear something like this, all I can think is it is so counterproductive. Like why would you fight trafficking by putting legitimate independent dancers in that same position? Like, what do you think all those under 21 dancers or all those felon dancers or whatever are gonna do now that you've basically cut off their only source of income, as far as we can assume? Because a lot of girls are panicking about this. And so, it's a very frustrating topic. And if you hear a noise in the background, my cats are kind of playing right now. So I'm not disregarding the girls that are being trafficked at all, because I've seen it for myself. There's a guy, it's usually a guy that knows the club staff or the manager or the founder or whatever, and all he has to say is he's brought in some new, fresh, awesome girls that would love to help bring the club money, you know, and usually these girls are foreigners, usually. Although, there are some cases where the girls are local or at least American citizens. But a lot of these girls that I see being trafficked are foreigners. You know, they don't know a whole lot of English. And it's obvious that that they're not doing this, like, for their own volition or for their independence or whatever. They're doing that to get out of whatever situation they're in back at home, or so they don't get out of, so they can stay off the street and stuff like that. Like, they're just trying to live. They're just trying to have some sort of security. And it's just, it's really sad when you think about it. And the way that the government handles it in any state, like nationwide, it's very frustrating. And the only way that I believe that they can totally get rid of this whole situation without harming the already legitimate girls in this industry is pretty much by either legalizing prostitution, legalizing whatever you want to call it, taxing it. That way the girls that are being forced into it or who are being trafficked can actually press charges against whoever's doing it so that they can get in trouble without putting themselves in danger of getting thrown into jail, whatever you want to call it. That's a whole other questionnaire. I don't know. There's a questionnaire just for that. But that is a very long, deeply involved discussion, you know? So that is my viewpoint on that question. Yes. No, not all, definitely not all sex workers are trafficked. I've met way, compared to the girls that I have seen trafficked, there's like tons more that I've met and seen that are doing this independently for their financial independence and nothing more. And we enjoy it, you know? We have our good and bad days like literally any other job. So next question. Excuse me. Too much Smirnoff. Do you think sex work is / can be feminist and empowering, or do you think it's inherently degrading? Honestly, it's pretty much a combination of both, because it is empowering and because you pretty much have control of whatever you do. There's no, unless it legally says so, depending on the state or city, the majority of this type of work is pretty much, you know, self-employment. We are our own boss, or we're independent contractors. We do what we want to do, with however much effort, whenever we want, you know, whatever we want. So we have total control of our situations. But as far as the whole degrading aspect, what I mean by that is, I'm taking this as a viewpoint as a stripper or an escort. It's like a good part of the job is by making the client feel good about themselves. And the client usually already knows this by default. Like they're not the boss, so to speak, but they're the priority in making sure their experience is the best that it can be. And you'll witness a range of guys that'll either take advantage of that and those that don't and realize that we are just as human as they are. But, you know, just like any other service, whether it's food service or customer service, it's like the better that we make them, the more that we make them feel good, the better the experience will be. And they don't have to treat us like absolute crap or anything like that. But there are some things that come with this type of work that is to be expected, that you really have to have a brick wall of a mindset to be able to handle, you know, where you don't have to feel the urge to either like self-medicate or anything else like that to be able to handle it, because I've met way too many cases like that where girls either gotta drink or get high or get regular therapy, that kind of thing, because of every sort of personality that they've had to deal with this line of work. And I understand it 100%. Like, we've all been there where we feel like, you know, this night would go so much easier if I had a beer or a vodka or whatever in me, or if I had more caffeine in me or whatever, stuff that I won't necessarily talk about. But it's definitely not for everyone. Like, even though we're not obligated to put a smile on our face like you would have to at a retail or a customer service job, but it's not like you can like punch and kick every single guy that pisses you off, because there will be guys that like degrade you like beyond what you would imagine they would, because some customers are complete assholes. Cat, watch out. Sorry, the cat's on my lap. I hope he doesn't make too much noise. So I guess my point being is, as far as the job, it's like we're in control, but in a way, we got to put ourselves at an equal, or in some cases, an even lesser value than what the guys see us as. I hope that makes sense. You know, I'm still drunk. But I guess my point is, in a way, to be the most successful, it's like service, good quality service is top priority. I'm gonna stop rambling now. I think I've explained that question pretty well. Okay, so the next one is, what is your perception of people who do employ sex workers, as in the automatic image of what the person looks like in your mind when I pose the question? You mean like as far as like club owners, or maybe agencies, like escort agencies, brothel owners, that kind of thing? You know, people that make a workspace for sex workers. I don't really think anything immediately when I hear that. You got your share of good employers, you know, the founders, the managers who treat it like a job, like they should. And then you got your share of bad ones where they employ girls who don't necessarily have the best work ethic, or they're entirely naive, and they may try to take advantage of that because, you know, they're the boss, the higher ups. We're working for them. And it's a good half and half split between those types of characters. Of course, wherever you work, whoever you work for, as far as contracting goes, you definitely do have to do your research. And thankfully, in this day and age of technology and the nice social circles that we have for sex workers, it's not too hard to really find other forums or review sites so that you can actually see from real people like yourself either their experience as a customer or their experience as another girl working with such and such, how their time was, how they were treated by management, all of that other stuff. So I don't really think I have a strong or impressive answer for that. It's just like some bosses or owners are good and some aren't, and you really just gotta weed out the bad ones and stick to the good ones that have good intentions and stuff like that. Okay, so next question. Do you think that there are some sex work that are classier, quote unquote, than others, also known as hierarchy? No, I wouldn't consider it classier. I know there are some types of service that advertise themselves like that, and they're not necessarily what every single sex worker should strive for, because, you know, we got our own limitations and boundaries, so that is not an absolute must that we have to do, you know, to be successful in sex work. Although there are, in my own opinion, there are particular situations where I feel like girls could raise themselves from that position. You know, like, and it's not so much something as basic as, you know, what's most often advertised under webcam stripping, porn, whatever you have it. It's more so stuff that they were kind of invited into, like by other people, where they were kind of dragged in, I guess, in a moment of desperation, and they'll take as little as they can get, you know, stuff like that. Like particular, I guess, streetwalkers. I don't put them down, but knowing a good majority of their living situations, I feel like they could strive for better. But what happens a lot of the time is that they kind of, it's like their whole, oh my goodness, I don't even know how to put this in words. It's just like the question is just about being classy, but I'm thinking the complete opposite. Like, you don't have to be classier, so to speak, but you don't have to settle for rock bottom. because I've seen girls that have hit rock bottom and it is not good because they dedicate a lot of years into the same exact rinse, wash, repeat loop. And it seems like by the looks of things, they're not going to get out of it. Either they're going to stay where they are and get in some type of trouble or get arrested or whatever, or something's going to happen. And I would hate to see myself or anybody in that position, because I know that's not a position that people actually, it's not something that they really empower, but you know, you gotta do what you have to do to survive, you know? So that's something that I wish they could get out of in one aspect, even though I assume that they're not being forced by anybody, because I don't question anything, I don't judge anybody. And I don't really ask questions because that's none of my business in the long run, unless I put myself in that position. But I'm not gonna, so there's no need for me to question it much further than it already has been, you know? So, I guess to answer that, being there, some sex workers are classier, no, but there are definitely some barricades that everybody should be able to stand above. And as far as the barricades go, I mean, like, the lowest of the low, like, literally, you're only doing it for survival, not for independence, you know? So, next question. Do you know anyone that was/is a sex worker? Literally everybody I work with. as far as stripping goes, and I'm slowly but surely networking with other companions. I feel like their circle is not as big as, you know, other dancers or online sellers, that kind of thing. They're kind of a secret circle that kind of comes out in public, but we don't reveal too much, you know? But as far as anybody personally, it's not like I knew anybody before that I didn't know as a sex worker, then out of nowhere, that's when they revealed to me. No, it's never like that. Usually, the friends that I make are pretty open-minded, and so that's usually something they're comfortable with telling me right off the bat, not like holding it a secret from me for however long and then revealing it to me. And then, of course, there are the girls that I work with on a regular basis. I'm not sure if that really counts, you know? But no, as far as that question goes, I don't really have an appropriate answer for that, because my situation, I guess, is a bit different. Okay, next question. Sorry. Have you ever had a romantic relationship with a sex worker, retired or working, and how did that go? No. Presently? Let me think. No, I don't really think the staff themselves count. I was mingling a little bit for a while with a club DJ. But you know, that's a DJ. It's not an actual, like, stripper or sex worker or anything like that. All he does is play the music and provide the entertainment for the girls, you know? It sets the atmosphere. But he's not actually a sex worker. He's just one of the staff. I dabbled with him for a bit, and it started off as friends with benefits, and it became sort of a serious thing, and we kind of sort of faded. It's not necessarily that we were looking to get serious. It just became a bit more than simply people just fucking for the fun of it and then getting back to our lives. So it's more of a friends with benefits situation, and we've known each other for, like, let me think, pretty much as long as I've been dancing. And so we still get along quite well, and we got each other's back no matter what. But as far as actually dating a sex worker, no, I've never dabbled in that field. Like, never dated another stripper or online seller or anything like that. I think I'd be down for it. That would be the easiest way to start a relationship, I think, because they already have a general understanding of what I do, you know, so there wouldn't be any issues of, like, of jealousy or white knighting, you know, in a whole situation where they try to save me from dancing or anything like that, you know? So that is actually all of the questions, and wow, we made it right at 25 minutes. I don't think I rambled too bad, but I try to keep it as short as possible, but you know, I tend to ramble. But I hope that you guys love this questionnaire, and I hope you understood everything I was talking about to some degree. And I hope I didn't offend anybody with particular topics, but you know, with this sort of thing, I feel like I'm quite experienced to be able to share my viewpoint. And so it'd be awesome if, I guess another sex worker kind of listened and shared their viewpoint. But anyways, I am getting very sleepy, because that's what happens when the drunk buzz fades away, fades to black. So I'm going to go to bed, and I hope you guys enjoy listening to this. Good night.